Commissioner Tartaglia?
Here.
Commissioner Hudson?
Here.
Commissioner Clemens?
Here.
Commissioner Barker?
Here.
Chairman Nord?
Here. Good evening to everybody. Thanks for being here. Busy Christmas season upon you, and good men all made it. Staff made it, so that's good. That's good. Okay, we have the public comment section. If there's anyone who would like to speak in relation to anything that is not on the agenda, now is the time to do that. Anything within the jurisdiction of this commission, we ask you to do that now. I'll rush forward at once. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. The minutes of the regular meeting, August 5. Been some time since we met, so oh, now we can start. Cheryl's here.
Our public.
Any corrections or additions to those minutes?
I'd move for approval, Chairman Nord.
Okay, Clemens got it. Anyone second there?
I second.
Any further comment? Call for the vote, please.
Commissioner Clemens?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. Okay, and then we have a public hearing on 6M Management Incorporated Commercial Development Project. Rob is going to give us the report.
Chairman Nord, commissioners, agenda item number two tonight is a negative declaration of environmental impacts, general plan amendment, change of zone, and a site plan review. The general plan amendment is number 2010-01 for a change in general plan designation from medium density residential to community commercial. Change of zone number 2010-1 is for a change in zone designation from R16 single family residential 6,000 square foot minimum site area to CC central and community commercial. Also being looked at tonight is site plan review number 317-10-08 and environmental evaluation number 2010-13 for an initial study and a negative declaration of environmental impacts. The location of the project is 960 North Columbia Avenue, which is APN 363-17402T, and also 924 East Manning Avenue, which is APN 363-17423. The total size of the project area is 0.81 acres. It's rectangular in angle, or in shape, excuse me. The project proposal includes applications for both the general plan amendment and the change of zone, but they're only applicable to one portion of the project area. Francis, would you mind turning off the light for that, please? Thank you. So the project area itself is this entire area right here, which is comprised of the two APNs that I had shared with you before. APN 363-17402T is this APN portion right here. The site plan review is only applicable to the front APN, which is this one right here. That APN is not included in the general plan amendment or the change of zone, but because the site plan review itself is contingent upon approval of the general plan amendment and the change of zone, we're going to discuss all of those applications tonight. And because the general plan amendment and change of zone also take place for approval, final approval at the council level, all of the items will be discussed by us tonight, and we will be asking the Planning Commission to make a recommendation on all of the items to pass on to the City Council. This shows both phases of the project. I apologize, I don't have a north arrow on here, but if you can imagine Manning Avenue right here running east and west, and North Columbia Avenue running north and south here. This is the front portion facing on Manning Avenue, and then of course this phase two, which is the APN we'll be discussing for a change of zone and general plan amendment, seen as phase two of this project. The general plan designation of the project site is currently that of medium density residential. and it is proposed to be changed to community commercial. The general plan amendment is necessary to accommodate the proposed change of zone and proposed site plan review to construct a one-story building of 6,688 square feet intended for retail tenants and commercial use, along with on-site parking and off-site improvements as required by the City of Reedley, seen as phase two of the construction. The change of zone application is contingent upon the approval of the general plan amendment. The zoning designation of the project site is currently R16, single family residential, and is proposed to be changed to CC, central and community commercial. The change of zone is necessary to accommodate the proposed site plan review to construct a one-story building of 6,258 square feet intended for retail tenants, along with the on-site parking and the off-site improvements as deemed necessary by the city. The site plan review application is contingent upon the approval of the general plan amendment and the change of zone. The applicant is proposing development of this two-phase commercial project totaling 7,670 square feet of commercial building with a gross site area of 36,000 square feet. Included in phase one is a proposed 1,412 square foot Little Caesars with a drive-through, on-site parking, and such on and off-site improvements as the city may require. Phase one is from this line here all the way to Manning Avenue along Columbia. This building right here is the proposed Little Caesars. The proposed project includes a total of 28 off-street parking stalls, two of which are ADA compliant. The drive approach along the southern property is limited to one-way traffic, right turn in only, with the appropriate signage to be installed to direct such traffic. The drive lanes along the eastern portion of the project site are wide enough for two-way traffic and will be signed appropriately. So off of Manning Avenue, traffic will only be able to enter into the site here and enter and exit both along Columbia Avenue for safety reasons. A decorative masonry block wall, a minimum of 7 feet in height, will be installed along the northerly property lines of the project site within the limits of APN 363-17402T or phase two of the project. That's this portion right through here. The existing block wall along the eastern property lines of the project will be modified to meet current city standards. Improvements of the proposed project include undergrounding of all overhead utility lines on Columbia Avenue along the project site. A new sidewalk will also be installed on Columbia Avenue and on Manning Avenue. Currently, there is a block wall that covers portions of phase one and all of phase two, and that's the block wall mentioned that will be brought up to city standard and also to match the block wall that is being installed along the northern property line. The project as a whole will be required to annex into the community facility district for police, fire, and parks and recreation maintenance and operation. The project will also be required to pay commercial development impact fees based upon the square footage of the proposed structures. Environmental evaluation number 2010-13 determined that this project will not have a significant effect on the environment, and a negative declaration of environmental impacts is adequate. At this time, staff recommends that the Planning Commission take action in the following order. You recommend approval of the negative declaration of environmental impacts by resolution number 2010-22. That the Commission recommend approval of General Plan Amendment 2010-01 by the adoption of Resolution Number 2010-23. That the Commission recommend approval of Change of Zone Number 2010-01 by the adoption of Resolution Number 24. And recommend approval of Site Plan Review Number 317-10-08 by the adoption of Resolution Number 2010-25. That concludes staff's presentation. We're available for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Okay, we will have a public hearing at this point in the meeting. If anyone would like to speak in favor or in question of this resolution, any of these resolutions, we would invite you to come speak now. Or do you represent the any addition you might want to add to the staff's description there? You must have done a good job, Rob. Of course, we've grown to expect that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I thought that as time passed, I would get less and less nervous standing in right. front of the commission, and I seem to get more nervous. It doesn't make any sense.
It's just the new arrangement up here. Get it?
We also have pictures that we can show up on the large screen of elevations and of each of the individual phases if commission has any specific questions related to those. Those are also included within your packet.
Hold that thought right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they bring out those large semi pizza trucks with the little guy on there. Where is that truck going to enter and exit? What's the plan for deliveries with, especially with Manning Avenue only having the inbound? And
I know that engineering has had a chance to look over and approve these plans as they've been shown for commercial type of activity.
Okay.
So as far as the widths on the entrance, even the one-way entrance here, and the entrance and exit do meet all city standards.
Okay.
And the city standards for any type of commercial development do take truck traffic such as that into account.
Well, I see that curbing, which keeps the a separation for the drive-through. I'm assuming that's curbing, or is that a gutter?
This portion here?
I'll go up just a hair, right there.
Right
is
up
that,
here?
Is that a valley gutter?
Yeah, that's gutter, just okay. for drainage, okay. on-site drainage.
Okay, then I'm okay, because I was thinking, is that a wall that's keeping the, or a curb that's keeping a separation there for the drive-through entrance off of Columbia, and I was trying to imagine how the deliveries are going to be made with the semis.
Understandable. One of the city's engineering requirements is that all development has to be able to collect its own runoff on site.
Okay.
And so that is part of that site plan showing that they are complying with that and providing the manner in which that will take place.
Okay, then I'm assuming the dumpsters are up here in the top corner then.
Correct.
Okay. I'm fine then. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
On the entrance off of Manning Avenue, going east, and can they turn into the property going east and west off of Manning, because it's pretty close to the intersection there, with the right turn lane or the left turn lane, and it could be a problem if someone were turning, you know, making a quick turn off of Columbia onto Manning, and then. What, 75?
Correct. Later? Yeah, I understand. Mike Pardo in engineering had notated in his comments that signage would be placed upon the site that the entrance is only supposed to be from westbound traffic onto the site itself.
Okay. The curb delineating that out on Manning Avenue from the signal back.
Manning Avenue is striped that so as to prohibit left turn movements. You have channels that go into into several businesses on Manning Avenue. It's not practical that people would think they can make a turn. They will try, and it'll be an enforcement issue that the police department will have to deal with.
They make U-turns in front of the police department. David.
Okay.
Are there any additional questions on phase one? And again, phase one is the site plan review portion of what we're looking at today.
No, I think you can move ahead then.
Okay. And then phase two, this is the APN to the north of phase one along Columbia Avenue, does not have any fronting on Manning Avenue. This one catches a little bit of phase one here and there, but phase two is just this portion right through here. And this is the phase two is the portion of the project which will require the general plan amendment and the change of zone.
Now, Rob, will that block wall go into effect now and this section will be developed as far as the exterior or perimeter infrastructure?
I do not recall on that specifically. David, do you?
No, it's phase one is the extent of phase one, which is a parcel currently zoned for commercial. Phase two is the redevelopment agency owned parcel that's being sold. The improvements, all improvements, including utility undergrounding and the on-site fence will occur. Phase one is phase one, phase two is phase two.
Okay.
they'll be responsible for maintaining the site in a clean fashion.
Okay.
Okay. More, you got more pictures, Rob?
Yes, we have elevations, the floor plan, which for Little Caesars you can see is predominantly open, with, of course, their cooking areas and whatnot. And then here are the elevations for the store itself.
Indoor dining or only drive-through?
My understanding was that it's just walk-up on the inside. No seating on the inside, made to accommodate the, you know, takeout pizza and then, of course, the drive-through.
And no issues with alcoholic permit since we're in an over-subscribed area?
The applicant has not requested any such action at this time.
Okay.
They can walk to any other corner.
Any other corner.
They can go to Walgreens and get something. Right.
Pipe it across the street.
Underground piping.
And that's the end of the presentations. Are there any additional questions?
Any other questions? Any other comments from the public, either in favor of, against, whatever we got? Pretty good detail on this.
The one thing I noticed is there seems to be not many trees on the phase one project.
The site itself to accommodate the engineering needed for commercial, which is what the APN itself is currently zoned, doesn't allow for an inordinate amount of open space, but one of the engineering requirements and planning requirements is that they do have a landscaping plan as part of the site plan review process. So while we would always like to see more tree cover, they are meeting what is required by the city.
I know at one time we were encouraging more shading of parking lots and stuff, and seems like that may have...
What is the requirement now? Do you require a certain percentage of shade, that full growth kind of thing, or even this type of...
I don't remember the number off the top of my head.
We don't have a requirement, a standard. We do have an encouragement. We want to work towards 50% shade covering in the future. We may find ourselves putting that kind of standard into ordinances in the future, but we don't have an adopted standard. It's a guide we try to use.
I know we were working on that before, 50%, to try to... in some of the proposed projects, but I guess it never was.
I remember good old Walmart. We talked a lot about shade.
A lot about.
You have a little more opportunity on phase two. The phase one portion of the project is up on the corner of Columbia and Manning. We wouldn't be encouraging a lot of tree development on the corner due to site distance issues.
I was thinking about maybe back in the parking
lot. There may be opportunities where you have some landscaping bulb outs in the parking lot where we could look to put trees in there if possible. That could be a condition that you want to add.
Yeah, well, personally, I would like to make sure that we do whatever we can in that area now as opposed to cutting out cement later.
Right, because it's blacktop unshaded. It gets very hot in the summertime and it radiates. I know I've stuck a barometer on it before and it's not uncommon to have a 140 degrees radiating off of an asphalt.
You could simply direct that we try and get as many trees as possible into the site plan. Staff finds itself doing lately is evaluating site plans and coming to the conclusion that that's not a suitable place to put a tree because you don't have enough space dedicated for the tree to grow. Right. We're with you and that we want to see as much shade cover as possible. But you can't simply put them into all landscape areas and assume that they're going to be healthy. A lot of the areas that are dedicated here, you're not going to be able to put anything more than something like a crepe myrtle that's going to have, it's not really a shade tree, but we can get it in there and it's something. So want to direct us accordingly, we'll include those standards.
I failed to mention as well that the site plan itself on the border along Manning Avenue, you can tell that there's a large strip there that looks like open space. That does include an easement for the ultimate right-of-way along Manning Avenue, which is why you see a lot of that setback there in the future as Manning Avenue is widened. That leaves that space open for that.
Okay.
Yes.
Keep that in mind, Ted, as we move toward approval of these.
Encourage something.
Any other, I think all, if there's no one else who'd like to speak, I'm going to close the public hearing portion of this and turn it to commissioners for any additional questions of staff or anyone else that might have some good answers. Any questions in relation to, we've got a negative declaration. We've got the general plan amendment, the change of zone, and the site plan review. And they are all in our packet here. If you have any specific questions for staff, now would be a good time to offer those.
On the negative deck, I understand that the phase two parcel at one time was some contamination found or suspected. Was that ever evaluated?
David, do you know if a phase one study was conducted on that site?
Assumably that was done when the property was acquired. It had been used as a pipe storage facility. I don't recall there being any evidence of any kind of processing or anything else. It was found to be storage, so there was some rusty old pipe stored on site.
No underground tanks hidden or anything?
No, but there were some rumors at one time that there was something out there, but that, you know how rumors are.
Yeah. Okay. Any further questions, commissioners? Are we ready to move to the individual resolutions? I guess you can ask questions as we move along here if you'd like, but the first one is that 2010-22, certifying the negative declaration. Any questions on that before we move for some action?
Chairman Nord, I would move to approve resolution number 2010-22, negative deck.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second on that?
I'll second.
Second. Any further discussion or questions? Give her a call for the question then, please.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Commissioner Clements?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. And then letter B is a general plan amendment, 2010-23. Any questions or comments on that prior to action here?
I move for approval of 2010-23.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further question or comment? You call for the question, please.
Commissioner Clements?
Yes.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. And then resolution 2010-24 in relation to zoning amendment application. Any questions or comments on that before we move for action?
This is the zone designation going from residential right to the CC.
Correct.
Okay. And we were going to put self-help homes there years ago, weren't we?
Seems like. Yeah, it was Lodamod. Yeah. It was bought with Lodamod funds.
Before we developed all the rest of it commercially. Okay. All right. I'll make the motion for approval of resolution 2010-24.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we got a second from Mr. Hudson. Any further question or comment? Okay, call for the question, please.
Commissioner Clements?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. And then resolution 2010-25, recommending approval of the site plan review. Any questions or comments on that one?
Well, I think this is the place where we should encourage staff or direct staff to add to the shading possibilities where feasible and work towards a maximum shading of the parking lots.
One giant oak tree would work. 50 years old.
Not enough open space.
Might not like it. It's a written look.
Yeah.
Killed them both.
Killed them both, yep. We've tried that.
Condition number three pertains to landscaping. We'll add that language to condition number three.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, let's see, was that a motion?
With that, I'll move with that addition, I will move to approve resolution 2010-25.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further questions or comments on this one? Okay, call for the question, please.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Commissioner Clemens?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. Okay, I think that's the end of them, isn't it?
Well, it appears to be.
More pizza coming to Ridley, huh? What's your timeline on development here, or building, I should say?
We're working on the plans for phase one. We're going to get them to the building department before the end of the year. However long it takes to go through the review process. So probably, I believe the owner's ready for now that he owns both properties and stuff. So it'll probably be before the middle of next year. So it'll probably be starting in Weston.
Yeah, good. Is the owner a local person or out of the area?
I'm not sure where he resides at.
He's Mr. Manquin operates Little Caesars in the Visalia area.
Uh-huh.
He acquired this property with the intention of expanding. You may recall this property is subject to a development and disposition agreement. The Ridley Redevelopment Agency sold Mr. Manquin the property. In that agreement, we specify that we want phase one completed within 24 months, and we want phase two completed within 5 years. Mm-hmm. So we set very clear requirements of what needs to get built, when it needs to get built, and Mr. Manquin's ready to get that done.
Good. Okay. All right. Okay, let's get back to my notes here. Somewhere back here. Okay, we just got a city planner report around the Planners Institute coming up. David, are you reporting on that?
We have the Planning Commissioners Institute and Mini Expo in Pasadena this year, and that's going to be held at the Hilton. Any commissioner that is interested, please let Chairman Nord know, and I would appreciate the knowing by January because the deadline is February the 11th. And if we don't make the deadline, then you would have to make we would have to make reservations at other hotels that are more expensive, according to the information in the booklet.
That's right, huh? There you go.
So if there's any interest, please let Chairman know, and he will announce the person who is, or the commissioner that is going to be attending at the next meeting.
Okay. Yes,
Chairman Nord, to let you know well in advance, I would be interested in it.
Okay, Ted's interested. If anyone else is too, if we get a variety of people, we'll flip a coin or draw straws or do something.
I'll pass.
It is a good.
It's good.
Very good. Yeah.
Good to go. If you've not been, I went a number of years ago. I think I'll be in shape. I'm gonna have a new knee installed late January, so I think I'll probably stay away from too much travel for a few weeks. So, but if any of you else. Days of the week, what does it run? 9, 12, which is what a
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Not that it'll change anybody's mind, but Rob Terry will probably be escorting you. I meant that in a good way.
He shows you good, time.
Yeah.
It'd be his personal credit card, too.
Well, of course.
Okay, well, we've got until, of course, we don't know for sure that we'll have a meeting in January, or maybe you do already. What looks like we will.
Well, that gets to number four, schedule.
Okay.
We have a meeting. Our normally scheduled meeting is January 6th. We don't have anything at this point that we need to get before you. Would like to reserve January 20th, our alternate meeting date, should anything come up.
That's my surgery date, so I won't be.
So we won't do that. We'll be looking at February unless something extremely important comes up.
If we have something pressing, we have a very capable.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not the same without you, George.
So you said the 6th is the no, and the 20th is to be determined?
Correct.
Okay. Does anyone else know if they'd be available for that Planners Institute or have some interest in it? I mean, just so we know that Ron might be interested. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, George, if Ron is able to go, I would suggest that.
You would defer to Ron?
That I would defer to him since I've been to one before.
Yeah.
It's been a long time ago, but.
It's good to go as a first time.
That would give me an opportunity.
Let's flip right now.
They're really good.
Well, let's flip. He wants to go.
Well, he already deferred to you, Ron, so the flip. You just check and see if it works for you.
Yeah, I think it would be.
What's the date?
More beneficial to the commission for you to go.
March 9, 11.
The city's preference would be that a new commissioner that hasn't been gets there as quickly as possible.
Makes sense.
And then if you're unavailable, a refresher for anybody else would be great.
It would work for me.
It would work. Yeah. Okay, let's firm that up right now and let Ron be on the schedule.
Good deal.
That's in Old Town, Pasadena?
You know, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to really take a look at the
That is a cool place. I mean, it'll be fun to be. Have you been to Old Town Pasadena?
No,
I walked through there a couple of years ago, and it's really come up in the world.
Walkable.
Very walkable.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Colorado Boulevard.
Nice.
Yeah, looks like
right through the middle of
Civic Center and Old Pasadena.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Okay, so David, you've got us a report in relation to meetings.
Got a few other activities I'd like to report to you, and then you guys can share your events.
Sure.
On November 23rd, the City Council heard a request from Sierra View Homes, brought forward by staff, to relieve them of a condition for utility undergrounding on Springfield Avenue with the Sierra View expansion. Mm-hmm. The recommendation was that they be relieved of that condition, but that they be responsible for undergrounding Pecan Avenue. There are three power poles and above ground lines on Pecan Avenue that will be underground. The end result of following the conditions on Springfield would have meant that an additional pole would have been installed. So they were relieved of some improvement requirements on Springfield. I'm sure you're all aware the roundabout opened several weeks ago. They're still moving forward with the landscaping. It's been delayed due to rain. Our engineering staff is a week or two away from going out to bid for the water tower for the sports park property. And we have, we're nearing preparation of issuing permits for Sierra View Homes expansion and the St. Anthony's Church on Frankwood Avenue. Issued building permits for the 16 more apartment units on East Avenue for Quarrying Corporation. And permits for a canopy at Sierra Kings District Hospital. And then we also have three facade improvement projects that are going on downtown. The new Kelly Glass, which is going in the old design furniture building, Reedley Community Pharmacy on 11th Street near F, and the MCC store. And that's it.
Good. That roundabout is really nice. We were a little skeptical on that part of town, but it is really classy. It's the only way I can put it. It's nice.
It's fun to watch. We went over and parked over in the lot, you know, by the oaks there.
It's fun just to go around and around and around.
Watch people see what they do. And I think it was about the third. Well, no, it was late the first week, I guess.
I haven't heard any crashes yet, so.
I'm glad that's it's not a non-regulatory sign for that 15 miles an hour, because I can do better than 15 in a bus. Yeah, I've actually done it.
15 seems pretty slow, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's pretty smooth.
Yeah, actually, I think they've redesigned that a little bit from the original design, it looks like. And it appears to work pretty well. I'm I did a whatever, 1.5 in it just to.
A 1.5, Ted.
It looks a lot better than a stoplight, I'll tell you that.
Just to see how it felt, because I wanted to go the other way.
My staff are liking it.
That's cool. I know there were a lot of skeptics out there. Mm-hmm. I just said, hey, I've seen the computer-generated deal. I know it'll work. So.
But the inner circle was bigger than was originally designed by some number. And that helps those long trailers get around it a lot better.
Okay, anything else for the good of the cause? David, you got anything left? Commissioners, anything else you need to look at tonight?
I still owe Frances an ethics certificate.
Mm-hmm. Better say right. Everybody get their Brown Act information?
Got that.
Good old Lozano Smith, they do a good job on that stuff. It's almost more than you want to know.
Good, though. Good information.
It is good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Keeps you out of trouble.
And also our new seating pattern. I mean, you know, I mean, this is. We're ready for a new year, David.
I'll try to keep quiet.
Okay, with that, we're going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you.